This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Ramble.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. My name is Maggie. I am one of your hosts. And today I am joined by Matthew.
Hello.
Becky.
Hi.
And we got Rainy on the ones and twos.
Hi.
Rain on me.
Rain on me. Thank you for tuning in to Sit With Us, everybody. We have like a very fun episode prepped for you guys today. But first, we can start with a advice question.
Ooh.
We love reading our advice submissions. And if you guys ever have anything, you can slide into one of our DMs or you can email our podcast email at youcansitwithuspod@gmail.com. But here we go. I love listening to your podcast on my commute each week. I'm writing for some advice about planning my bachelorette party this summer.
Ooh,
and I hope
so fun.
You will share some ideas or maybe even an inspiration from parties that you've attended. First, I want to say that my fiance and I are keeping some traditional wedding elements, but we are also making other parts more modern. So for my bachelorette, I'm open to being outside of the box. Quote, I'm mostly just not sure what kind of activity to pitch that can bring together different groups of friends. And I also want to make sure that the whole activity isn't centered entirely around drinking. Also, a strip club is my personal nightmare and my fiance's sister will be coming. So that would make me highly uncomfortable. I'm planning to invite about 20 people overall, not just bridesmaids. With those parameters in mind, I'd love to hear any fun, inclusive party ideas that you can dream up.
Damn, 20 people.
20 people is a lot.
Woo!
I don't know the answer to this question, but do a lot of bachelorettes want to go to like a strip club for the bachelorette party?
I feel like it's just like a common trope.
Yeah.
When you see things in like media,
like, I
things
know, like
that.
Like going to Thunder from Down Under or something,
yeah,
but like an actual like
I've strip never club, been strip to club. A strip club at a bachelorette party. So
yeah, me neither. That's what I was like. Yeah. So that was one of her disclaimers.
Oh, you know what? We did.
There She's was, like, wait.
Wait.
And Maggie's like, hold on a minute.
Wait, there was a stripper that came and like made drinks. At one point at a bachelorette that I went to, and I was so uncomfortable. I was running away the entire time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they tried to do one for mine as well, and I was like, absolutely not. You are
like,
not going to tell some
like
stranger where
door.
We're all living for the next, like.
It was like a stranger when you walk in and you start stripping.
Oh,
like,
Yeah.
Maggie, I'm here to clean your house.
Please, no. Please,
Is
no.
there a toilet that needs plunging?
Oh, no.
Glamorous.
I'm here to shake your cocktails, Maggie.
What's the biggest bachelorette party you've ever been to? Like, 20 people sounds like a lot to me.
I've only been to like, very tiny, like, 8 people.
Yeah, like how?
Bachelorettes.
Yeah, I feel like 8 is like the perfect number. I've been to one that was, I want to say like 16 to 20 in Miami.
That's a lot of people to house.
There's a lot of people to house. And like you don't have to have like an overnight bachelorette party.
That's true.
I've been to one that was just like one night in New York and it was so fun. I mean, I had to spend the night there because I don't live there. But the people, most of the people there live there. So it like, you just met up. But yeah, I went to one that was a lot and getting a dinner reservation for 20 people. You got to do it with notice. You can't just decide to do that a couple weeks
nightmare.
In advance. Yeah.
I feel like a good idea would be to center your event around another event that's happening in that city.
Like, that's smart.
I'm thinking like, because since I live Palm Springs, I'm always there. Like this, like it was just Modernism Week, right? There's so many activities. So much stuff is going on. Not drinking things, you know, like you go on house tours. Like if you love architecture, there's cool stuff happening at the museum. Like, you know, there's so many other talks. There's an expo. Like they have like, it's also the date festival. So easy to get everyone together to eat. And so maybe if you could find something like that, that can coincide your event. So then there's like a lot of people can eat at once because there's like, you know, a food fair, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
That could facilitate making it easier for you to plan and also give everyone a little something else that's different to do.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of it is like, oh my God, let's go to Vegas and party, you know?
Yeah.
And that gets kind of tired after a while. After being to like so many bachelors. It just gets so tiring.
So tiring.
You're the number one bachelorette wrangler. You've got all the bachelorettes in your pocket. Yeah. I think, yeah, finding fun activities to do. Like, I don't know, go-karting.
Yeah.
Find like an Adventureland type place. Mm-hmm. Like do something like that if you want to have a... it just stresses me out, the idea of 20 people.
Maybe pickleball tournament.
Pickleball's fun.
Pickleball tournament.
Some type of tournament. Send everyone a video. Bocce tournament. Something like that.
On how to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're not like spending the entire time teaching.
Or you could get a pickleball like teacher.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And teach everyone and then you can spend the day playing. Because it's also, when you have that many people, I mean, the budget has got to be a bit high.
Right. Bigger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what do you, anything's going to cost a lot of money with 20 people.
Yeah. But pickleball courts, I think for like 3 hours, we did one this weekend and it was 2 courts. Mm-hmm. It was $12.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
also,
it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I saw an expose recently about a house in Arizona. Mm-hmm. They could definitely sleep like almost 20 people and they have their own pickleball court on the property. Like they built it to make it for like a destination for people to go to.
That's
so you could
pretty
find
cool.
like something like that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Or then you have the court the whole time.
Any sort of like class that speaks to your interests, you can get someone like let's say you're into cake decorating. Mm. You can get an expert to come and like have all your friends learn to pipe like a vintage cake or like a hyper realistic cake if that's something that you're into.
That'd be cool.
That could be fun.
Yeah, call up Johnny Cakes.
Yeah.
Johnny, we're actually going to send Johnny Cakes out. We're his new agents and his new gig is... Right? Going to bachelorette parties and teaching people how to make illusion cakes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The illusion is real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like I've never gone to like a very traditional, like stereotypical bachelorette party. I've only done ones that are like, we go out to dinner. We do like some sort of excursion.
Yeah.
And we have an overnight.
Yeah.
Nothing that's been like, let's go to Vegas.
Pool party.
I'm going to a bachelorette party in Saugatuck, Michigan.
I was like, where's that?
Where is in Michigan?
Is it on a lake?
In Michigan.
Feels like a lake thing.
It's near a lake. Yeah. Near the lake. Yeah. But we're going to take a party bus to and fro and a limo on the way back, which I did have to confirm. I was like, is it like a limo where like some of the seats are on the side? She was like, yeah, it's a limo. And I was like, you know what? I will sit in the back.
Right. Motion sick.
Facing forward. But yeah, I think just doing like cute little activities.
That speak to you. I go to a petting zoo.
Would a petting zoo accommodate 20 people? How many people can go to a petting zoo?
I mean, I feel like petting zoos are filled with children.
Like at the actual zoo, when they have a petting zoo, there's, you know,
they're free for
20 people can go in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You rent out the petting zoo.
That'd be a cool one too, because I know like at zoos, you could do like special activities.
Oh,
you know, if you have like a tour group,
you can do behind the scenes
stuff or like special like giraffe feedings and, you know, stuff like that.
That's cool. Oh, yeah. The San Diego Safari Park has something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of other things to do. Even like movie.
You're doing like an outdoor movie night.
Yeah.
Or like some
watch
sort of thing.
All the Harry Potters, you know? Something.
Movie marathon. I'd also like poll your friends. Like I've had a bunch of friends when I was on Bachelor's where they're like, what do you think would be fun to do like this day?
Yeah. Do you like when there's like a matching thing that you have to wear, like a t-shirt, a hat, a water bottle, a towel?
I mean, I'll do whatever the bride wants. That's usually my thing. I'm like, okay, you want to do it? I'll do it. Yeah. I won't say anything about it.
Yeah.
But is it my personal favorite? No. No, I like to wear my own clothes. I like to wear my own specific clothing. But no, I just, whatever the bride wants to do.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's one day. What's it going to kill me? No.
Then do you ever wear that shirt again?
It's a nice little memento. I have a
jammies.
Becky's Bacchanal t-shirt that I wear to bed.
Yeah.
One time Zach was
people love looking at my face when they go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Zach tried donating it. I was like, we can't donate Becky's face.
I donated my face. That shirt was donated immediately after the party.
I don't want
to
like.
She wants to see it show up in a vintage t-shirt shop.
The last thing I want.
15 years from now.
Yeah.
$500. Or a Becky's Bacchanal shirt.
I saved you. I was like, she's staying with me. Now I have two.
She's staying with me.
Bowie can wear me.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you know what would be cute? If you went to like an animal shelter. Mm. Or like if there was a way you could have like adoptable cats come over. Like I remember in college, you could walk adoptable dogs around the quad. Like they would bring them in.
Yeah.
And you basically like rented the dog for like 20 minutes and you took him for a walk and
they
could
play
with them.
At the place close to your old apartment or where you got Emma. They used to do that where you could just like walk in and be like, does anyone need a walk?
Yeah.
And then you would just take them. And I think they would take your driver's license to make sure you didn't.
They knew you were.
Yeah.
Leave with the dog.
You could just steal dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Puppy party.
Puppy party.
Puppy party. Yeah, hopefully that gave you some good ideas for your bachelorette.
Yeah, anything goes. Anything related to your interest. And if your friends just see you having fun on your bachelorette party, I don't think it matters what you do.
They're there for you.
Yeah.
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 They're there for you. Make them do whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Anything you say goes.
Exactly.
Be a bridezilla. JK, don't do that. But most people will have fun just having fun with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
What you got next for us, Maggie Doodle?
Oh, yes. So, the Oscars are coming up.
They are? Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
So, I thought it would be fun if we had our own Cutie Booty Awards. So, I came up with like a list of Oscar awards for us.
Mm.
And we can kind of discuss and hash it out like who should get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it goes to me.
So it goes to you just for the entire, all the awards.
I think it goes to me.
Interesting.
Is the answer.
So
thank you.
And if you guys have anything that like
this
pops out into your brain, we can also like add categories, but
I'd love
play
to thank
the music
the Academy.
For you, Matt.
I would love to thank the Academy.
Outstanding achievement in beauty. What is one product that you could not live without? And it could be like something that like at the moment, it doesn't have to be like, of all time, but something that like you really at this current
love.
Year, what is something that has resonated with you so deeply and has changed your life?
Beauty products.
Yeah.
Beauty.
This is hard.
Oh, I know mine. Tretinoin, baby.
I was going to say that, but I was
get
like, is that overused?
Girly.
Yeah.
I love my Tretinoin.
Already. You just started
it.
And you
I
love
just
it.
Started.
Glowing.
I started Tretinoin like a month or two ago. It is just a retinol that you can get from your dermatologist or your doctor's office. Yeah.
What percentage you at?
Just the lowest, because the first time I ever tried it, 0.025 or 0.25. I love it. I use it every night. I've noticed noticeable improvements in my skin while I use it. I'll continue to use it. And if you go to GoodRx, you can get a discount on your prescription.
Mm.
Some insurance, at least my insurance didn't cover it because they said it was for they don't cover cosmetic things.
Yeah.
So.
It's true. I use Tretinoin, but I use the 0.1%. I use the highest. I've been on it for so long.
Yeah, you've been on it for a while.
You love the Tretinoin.
That's why I look 15. You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that, but I was actually going to say my sunscreen. My House of Joseon sunscreen.
Beauty of Joseon.
Beauty of Joseon. Yes.
Although I always say House of Joseon. I love House of Joseon.
Because I like all the House of Joseon products, the whole house. The Beauty of Joseon sunscreen.
Is it the probiotic one? Oh.
PA 50 plus.
All the pluses. I use it every day. I've used it every day for like 4 years now or something.
Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah.
I just started using the Skin 1004, which is another K-Beauty sunscreen. Much dewier. So you might not like it because you don't like to
get too
dewy.
I get too oily.
But Beauty of Joseon.
Love.
Hashtag sponsor us.
I got Zach finally using sunscreen. He loves his Isentree. I don't know if that's how you say it, but the hyaluronic acid.
Yeah, isn't tree.
Yeah, isn't tree.
Love.
But he craves the way that feels, and I was like, yes, it's working.
Craves the way it feels.
Sunscreen, baby.
He's doing it, but it's both hydrating, and we love sun protection, so.
It's true.
You gotta.
Yeah.
Yes. What's yours, Mags?
As of lately, I'm tied between either my hot roller brush, which like isn't, it's not like a blow dryer or anything. It just gets like super, super hot. Or my CeraVe healing balm. I've been putting that. I've been like, my skin has just been healing balm so mad lately. And I just put that on any sort of like dry spot. And that's helped a lot.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have lanolin in it. Like I, for some reason, am a part of the small percentage of the population that cannot put like Aquaphor on my face. Cause like I get hives and like my eyes like turn into like softballs. Cause it has like lanolin's like a derivative of.
It's from like sheep wool.
It's from sheep wool.
Yeah. So I'm allergic, highly allergic, but the CeraVe healing balm, it has petrolatum and like a little bit of other things that like help hydrate your skin a little bit more than just plain Vaseline, which we love.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How about, okay, because you gave a tool. What's your favorite tool, beauty tool?
Ooh.
Right now, Nikki.
Tool.
Oh, definitely my TheraFace.
I love a TheraFace.
My TheraFace. It's this little, it's a microcurrent device, and you can use it for like red light, blue light. It has a hot, it has a cold. It has all the things.
Ooh. Yes.
All the things. I love it. I'm trying to get into the routine of doing it every night again, because I was doing it for a while, and then I mean, some doctors say you can, some doctors say you can't. So I just went with, I didn't use it during pregnancy or breastfeeding.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got my dupe for that is getting ultrasound gel off of like Amazon or, you know, Target or something like that.
Right.
Instead of using like the brand's gel, because it just needs to be a conductor that doesn't have oil in it.
Right.
So it's a lot cheaper.
I know. Mine is my... I got a really intense LED face mask.
And
I try to use it every day.
Ooh.
At least three times a week. I try to use it every day.
Is it blue, red light?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's like one where you can't do stuff while you're using it. You like have to lay there for like
you
20 minutes.
You have to meditate.
That's why it's kind of hard.
Oh.
You know, and it's like definitely very, it's like the most intense one I've ever tried.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have little goggles that you put on?
They do give you goggles. I usually don't wear them though. They say you don't have to.
What do you do when you are? How long is it?
It's 20 minutes.
Oh, wow. You listen to music?
It's good for taking like a quick nap. Like really good for that because it's very relaxing. Or I'll put on like a podcast. Mm. Just have it on in the background so I'm not just in silence.
That's your quiet. It's your quiet time.
But that's definitely my favorite tool for sure.
Yeah.
And it also has infrared therapy too. So it's like you can use it on your body. So if you like pull muscle, like... I was shoveling snow the other week and I like pulled a muscle in my back.
Ouch.
So I was able to like use that to help, you know?
Yeah, help heal it a little.
Yeah, help heal a little faster. Mm. Multi-purpose. The multi-purpose tools. Just like the TheraFace, multi-purpose.
Yeah, love. We love a multi-purpose tool.
Yes. So good.
The next category.
So the Oscar goes to. Oh,
yeah, who's the Oscar go to, man?
Which one's the best one?
I guess like they're all our Oscars. We're just I don't know how I would choose one because I haven't utilized them all. We also don't have an Academy, so I guess we are the Academy. But
we are the Academy.
We nominated and we voted.
Yeah, they all win. We're
everybody
all
wins
winners.
Here.
Yes,
each one got one vote.
Brett Nolan got two.
Oh, that's true.
Best Picture. But our version is our favorite Instagram or TikTok post of the last, let's say, 4 months. Mine's favorite Becky's TikTok. Hard launch of her baby.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Mine, I guess, would be the one that I just saw, which is, I have to look up how to pronounce her name, but Io from The Bear. Mm-hmm. She was talking to Prince William.
Mm.
And like Prince William was clearly like thinking he was hilarious. And mm-hmm. she was like, what are you doing? And it has quickly become one of my favorite pictures.
The one that's really sticking out to me right now, maybe because I just saw it the last week, is in Italy, they had this Sanremo music festival. Mm-hmm. And that's where they choose who the person is going to go to for, why am I blanking on my words? Eurovision music festival, to see who wins the best song and whatever this in Europe. So there's one, I forgot his name now already, singer, and he sings a song like Tutto Gold, like everything gold, mm-hmm. but he actually meets the Pope and he's like trying to sing with the Pope and having the Pope like do the dance and stuff with him. And it's so funny.
Is it real?
It's real.
Singing and dancing with the Pope.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a vibe.
It's funny. It's pretty good. That must be a lifetime achievement for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's singing with the Pope.
Sing with the Pope.
Yeah.
Crossed off your bucket list.
Yes.
Best supporting snack. What is one item from the Second Try pantry that you couldn't resist?
Couldn't resist? Or what you actually eat? They got a lot of candy.
We all know fruit roll-ups.
They got
wins.
A lot of sugar. They got a lot of sugar.
Fruit
in there.
Roll-up. FTW.
For the win.
I've never in my life wanted a fruit roll-up.
What?
You're insane. Talk to the hand.
Fruit roll-up. I've never wanted a fruit roll-up.
By the foot.
Neither.
Fruit
roll-up.
I'd rather go hungry.
Are you a savory guy?
I feel like the fruits, the gummy Gushers? Bears. Like gummy bears and stuff like that, like the fruit snacks, I would choose those over like for roll-ups and stuff.
I disagree. I feel like Haribo gummy bears are fine.
They're throwing hands.
I
obviously
love the hot Funyuns.
You would. You
interesting.
I love hot Funyuns.
Hot Funyuns, so specific.
My breath after that.
I mean, Funyuns, they're like a funny thing.
I haven't had Funyuns probably since childhood, and then I saw them in this pantry, and I had them for the first time in many years, and they're pretty good.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Once you pop, you can't stop with the Funyuns. I'm not really a Funyuns girly.
I like one or two.
Or the texture.
It's the crunch. I like the crunch.
Yeah.
But then they kind of just are like air, so it's like...
Disintegrate.
I think it's because I always want the Cheeto Puffs, but I can't.
And you like the spicy
cheese, so I just go for the Funyuns instead.
How much cheese is in a Cheeto Pop? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true. It's proprietary.
How real is it? Yeah,
it's proprietary.
It's proprietary.
How much cheese is really in it? Like, you know, there's no dairy in an Oreo, yeah. Right?
I mean, I'm willing to roll the dice with some ice cream. Cheetos, I'm like.
An accidental bite of ice cream with dairy is going to be less
like things
than
that I'm willing to endure a tummy ache for.
I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not for the Cheetos. Mm-mm.
So you're a Funyun, funny Funyuns.
Funyuns. Beautiful. Well, that's just like the Second Try pantry. If you gave me like the entire like CVS mm-hmm. snack section, that's
what
a different story.
What snack do you wish they would have here? Maybe we could put in some like requests.
Requests. Mm. I don't know. They got a lot of snacks in here. I feel like there's a lot. I don't know. It would be dangerous if I had.
I think mini donuts. I love a mini donut.
Mm.
Like the powdered chocolate covered ones that like come in a bag.
Yeah, I'll take any of them. I don't discriminate. Yeah.
I mean, if I want a real treat, I usually just want dark chocolate.
Rainy,
it's up to you. Can you make this happen
looks
for us?
So intently at Rainy.
I mean, Rainy, you're here actually the most.
You're here for the voting.
So what,
for the voting of the snacks.
What snacks can you not live without in the Second Try pantry?
Well, it's done a huge overhaul since Leslie started. Because Jack used to buy the snacks. Now yes. It's Leslie.
Leslie is who we have to talk to.
Yes.
That's what you're trying to say.
But I like the Epic bars. I think those are good. The like beef jerky bars.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember the last time I had jerky.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have it before I started working. I was like buying it on my own.
I was like, that's very Colorado of you.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Bison jerky.
I also have the Barbie Award. So the Barbie Award is because Barbie can be anyone. What is a new activity or hobby you took on this year?
burping, feeding, diaper changing.
Your new hobby is mommy mode. Yeah. You're mommy Barbie at the moment.
I'm mommy Barbie at the moment. Yeah. That's a hobby. New hobby. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. So actually, this year for a couple of my projects, I've been using a lot of LED lighting. And specifically, like the LED strips, you know, LED strip lights.
Oh, yeah.
And those actually require like a lot of soldering, which you wouldn't think.
I would not.
Or how to do that.
No.
So I have become very good at soldering all of these lights and stuff together. All of the electric stuff.
Wow.
So that's a new skill that I got this year that I did not have before. I'd never picked up like a soldering
iron. What even is
what is a soldering? What does it look like? I'm scared to ask.
It looks like a big, like, it basically looks like a big screwdriver. Mm-hmm. And you plug it in and the end gets really, really hot. And then you have to take a very thin piece of tin and you like melt that onto the pieces that you want to solder together.
Oh, and that's how you connect like multiple LED strip lights. That's how you
connect everything. Yeah. And then you put like protection, like shrink things over them to like, seal it in and protect it from starting a fire.
Oh.
And stuff.
So you're doing like electrician yeah. So it's like worthy things. Stuff.
Yeah.
Whoa.
A lot of LED light design.
So is this like going in living rooms? Is this going like underneath kitchen cabinets?
Yeah, like underneath like floating shelves, kitchen cabinets, bathrooms, behind accent wall things.
Mm-hmm. It's so like nice. That's so nice.
Yeah,
not turning on overhead
it creates really good mood lighting. Yeah. Another good spot is like behind your TV because it makes the wall behind your TV light up. So it's not like light at you. So it's like more, so it's like nice. So you can have overhead lights on and stuff. So it's like nice, like mood.
Ambiance. Yeah, ambiance. Good for nighttime lighting. So you don't feel like you're in a hospital.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not an overhead light girly.
No.
I like having all the little lamps and the
I mean, it's so good for when you're cleaning. You know, you need the overhead lights, packing, cleaning, make you really be awake. But then after that, you're like, okay, too intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much. I'm going to relax.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Get overstimulated. So
that's definitely a new skill.
That's a great skill.
I wouldn't call it a hobby because it's something I want to do all the time. You know what I mean? I feel like a hobby is like a passion.
Yeah.
And that's not my passion. Yeah. But it does make things look great, which is my passion.
Making things beautiful is Matt's passion.
Exactly.
How about you, Megs?
Last year, I took a couple flower arranging classes. Mm. And like instead of continuing to take more, like I'll go to either Trader Joe's. I've gone to like the downtown flower market as well.
That's so fun. Like,
farmers markets. And I'll give myself like a little budget. And I'm like, okay, if I, because for a lot of the flower arrangement, when I took classes, there was like 10 different like types of like greenery, between greenery and flowers. So I'll try and like, okay, I'm going to buy like 5 different things and I can see how many arrangements I can make from that. So I've been trying to practice.
So you just have flowers like all over your house?
Yeah. You can do like hand-tied bouquets or they can do just like the flower or the water vase ones. Mm. Or you can, I've been to ones where they use like either barbed wire or foam instead. So like basically like centerpieces.
Oh.
There was like another one that sometimes you can do. I haven't done anything like intense with like installations and like arches like and things like that.
And stuff like that.
I'm like starting off very small. Like I just want to be like.
What was that TV show called where they did those? The bloom? What was it called? There was like a competition TV show.
Ooh.
Oh,
where
yeah.
they did the big flower.
And the one of the people on it was on their flower arranging episode of Try Guys.
Was it the expert?
Yeah, it was like the guy was from In Bloom, LA, I think was what the coffee shop was.
And they created like the crazy big installation of all flowers. And you're like.
And it teaches you kind of like how to structure things because like you're just building shape from basically like a pot with water. Or if you have like, you can like learn to kind of build it and
the infrastructure for it.
Mm-hmm. And like
so cool.
You kind of learn how like certain flowers you want them to be very small and like other ones you can make them very big. So just like practicing that.
Do they teach you how to like open up the flowers? Because a lot of times when you get them, they're like still on a little thing and you're like, okay, I'm waiting.
Yeah. They show you like carnations on how to like spin them and like open them up, which is like really fun. So that's something I want to like continue doing because it makes me happy. And I've like finally like find like a flow state where I'm like not focused on anything else and I'm just like staring and I'm like, how do I make this better?
I feel feel like there has to be good like tutorials on YouTube and stuff.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Like there's like a lot of online classes that you can take too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I follow a lot of florists as well because it is fun to watch what other people do and like what kind of flower selections they make. So that's fun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tablescape
that's
time.
That's cool. Tablescape time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually just throw some olive tree branches on the table and I'm like, beautiful. Done.
Gorgeous. Done.
I mean, that's something.
that's something.
Yeah. We need more cat safe flower arrangements. Yeah. Maggie, that's what you need to.
I know. I feel like
drop
most
off
things
the
are
kitty cats. Most catnip. Things, they'll kill them.
They'll catnip. Kill them and they want to play with them because like they're crazy looking.
Colorful.
We do roses.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Valentine.
Brought a lily into the house once. That was a mistake. Mm. Don't bring lilies in your house if you have cats.
Oh my God, so much pollen too.
Well, and it's also, that's one of the plants where if they like breathe it, it's like bad for them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was my bad.
How did they ever survive in the wild, you know?
They weren't in anywhere.
Grandpa Barry didn't. Grandpa Barry didn't. That cat did not survive in the wild. He was like, take me home. He was like, I am a gremlin and I need to live here.
In the closet.
Thank you. In closet is where I live. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, he didn't survive in the wild.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The next category I have is best supporting emoji.
Oh, emoji.
Which emoji did you use the most this year? Are you an emoji user?
Ooh,
like,
yes.
I know certain. The teeth?
All the time. The teeth one.
Matt's,
like, ooh.
Matt's doing the cringing face like, for those who are listening.
I use that all the time. Probably at least once a day. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, ooh. Or the big eyes looking like.
Right and left. Like sus.
Yeah. Like the one that's eyes. Just the big eyes.
And I like the covering their eyes and just peeking out.
Yeah. This one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that one's pretty funny.
The reaction emojis.
Yeah.
I use the crying emoji a lot for laughing, for being sad, for being deceased. Yeah, that's
deceased.
The one. I use that one.
Oh, yeah, for I guess like skulls.
Deceased.
Using the skull and the cross.
Yeah.
Dead. Dead.
Dramatic. Mm-hmm. I use it all the time.
Rainey, what emoji do you use the most?
I use this one. All the time.
Always
good one. I salute you.
Salute.
I mean, they're always coming out with new emojis. What emoji do you wish they had? Right? Like, if you were to make an emoji, what would it be?
There's no baby emoji.
No, there isn't the baby face. There's not.
There's a baby
Find
face.
It.
Or a baby
Find
thing.
It.
Do you want like a baby?
There's
and
like
a swaddle?
A pregnant lady.
There is a pregnant There's, lady.
I want a baby with a cherub face and one little curly Q. Find a baby.
Baby.
There's
Find
no,
baby.
Right there.
I was like, I swear
like
there's
Becky
one.
Explain.
I was like, I swear there's one.
And there's a nursing
a tired
one.
Today.
Mom brain. Baby's on the brain.
I'm a little
brain.
Tired today.
Okay, besides that one, you want like the dirty nappies. That's what you want. So you could send to Keith whenever there's a blowout.
Just send
nappy, nappy, nappy,
nappy. Nappy, nappy, nappy. I send the poop emoji a lot. Poop, 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 poop.
Yeah.
But
if you were to make your own emoji, what would it be?
It'd be Becky's face.
It would be Becky No Teeth. I feel like that's the emoji I would make.
Oh, yeah.
Becky
No Teeth.
Like, is there like a squinty one? Someone's like, you know?
Like snarling, like you're snarling at
yeah,
someone?
Yeah, like, you know?
I would do a PU one. Like, it's you smelled something bad.
I feel like a
Like, you stink.
Like, you're going to choose that? Like, that one.
Oh, so more like a
I feel like there's not one that really encapsulates that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I think that's but you true. Also didn't think there was a baby emoji, so I don't know why I'm looking at you.
Stop perceiving
have you guys
me,
made,
Matt.
Have you guys made your own stickers? Like sometimes in group chats, I'll just
start
sticking stickers and everything. And like you can make them different sizes and you can drag them.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of making it rain on the screen. Like doing one emoji and making it rain or doing a sticker and making it rain on the screen.
Yes.
I think that's pretty funny. In almost any context.
You know, just all eyes on you.
Yeah. In the center of the ring.
Just like a circus. What would be yours? You didn't even say.
Yeah.
Maggie, oh. If you created your own emoji, what would it be?
I think I would make a margarita. They have like cocktail drinks, but they don't true, really have a margarita. Varied. And my formal name is Margaret, so I feel like I could use it next to my name.
Senora Margarita.
A selfish thing.
Yeah. That's fine. That's what emojis are for. Emojis are for the people.
To describe myself.
For the people.
For the people. Okay, yeah. Well, if you hear us, Steve Jobs, who owns Apple?
Oh.
The shareholders.
I have no idea.
Look it up.
Who owns Apple?
The shareholders.
The shareholders.
Tim Cook. Yeah. Okay, if you hear us, Cookster, make another baby emoji and
make another
a margarita baby and someone going, judgy. Mm. We want a judge emoji. Judgy emoji.
Yeah.
Judgy.
Good judge.
Okay, the next award I have is the I did watch that this year. And it's for a show that you binged and you immediately forgot about.
I mean, this one's more recent.
Go for it.
But I'm on the opposite end. I would love to know how you feel, Rainey. I'm not into One Day.
I haven't seen it.
It's
I don't know
what I saw the movie.
Oh wait.
It's what with Leo Woodall from I almost said Black Mirror from White Lotus. and it's based on a book, and there was a movie with Anne Hathaway and Jim Sturgess in the early 2000s. Yeah. And it's about these two friends that meet every year on the same day, or you get a peek into their life every year at the same day. And it's a very like, will they, won't they situation. And I feel like a lot of the internet's like, oh my gosh, they have so much chemistry. This is so great. And I'm like, I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing the chemistry. And I think when it was made into a show versus the movie, I could see how they would keep coming together. In the show, I'm like, they're just so different. And the main girl, I'm just like, you could do so much better than this Leo guy. And so I got like 3 episodes in and was like, I'm kind of bored.
Yeah, I don't even think I really loved the movie, which I think is a really unpopular take.
Whoa.
But
you weren't there for Anne Hathaway's British accent.
I don't even know if I finished the movie.
Wait, Rainey, so you don't know how One Day ends?
No. How does it end? Do they get together?
Okay, we're going to have to definitely bleep this. Okay, do you want to know?
Yeah.
Oh my God, everybody who's listening to this who knows about One Day is like screaming. Okay, we're going to spoil One Day in 3, 2, 1. So after all those years of like, will they or won't they finally get together.
Yeah.
In the movie, I think they had like just decided that they were in love or something. In the TV show, they go on to get married. They're trying to have a kid.
Oh.
And then on this day that they always meet, you know, in this future that they're in, it's been like a couple years.
Oh, no.
It's raining. And, you know, they said in the show, I don't think I ever talk about it in the movie, like it doesn't rain on Saint whatever day it is. Huh.
Did they die?
The female character gets hit by a bus. And she dies.
Gone.
And it's like a really tragic line in the book where they say, God, what do they say? Emma, it's like her name's like Emma something. They said she had a thought, and then they say, and that's the last thing Emma, like Matthew or Maura, whatever last name was, ever thought, and all of her memories were gone. Like something like that. Like so tragic, and the book's not over, and it keeps going to show like Dex's life after she died. But in the movie One Day, it literally ends with her being hit by a car. Yeah.
All her memories are
so
gone.
Sad. That's why it's so funny when you're like, I didn't get to the end. I was like, oh my God, you didn't get to the end. It's the saddest part. Yeah.
That's I don't know. When movies do that, I'm like, we don't have to do that. I mean, I guess like it's dealing with grief and stuff, but I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, a lot of people like close their laptop at that. They're like, and this is where it ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before she died.
And then they were all happy and it was perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done spoiling One Day. So welcome back.
Bye, One Day.
What about you guys? What's a show that you forgot that you watched?
So I watched so many just like Scandi crime dramas. I couldn't even remember the names of them. You know what I mean?
Scandi crime dramas.
Yeah, because they're just like this serial just watched, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you just watch so many of them and then they all blend into one.
Yeah.
How are you, Mags?
I feel like that's
mine
it.
Is
that's
a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Trolls?
Wonka.
A Wonka.
I thought I was so excited for it and I completely forgot I watched it.
Mm.
It was that good.
You didn't like the Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Loompas.
The Oompa Loompas from Lumpa.
I wouldn't say I hated it, but I wouldn't rewatch it.
I'd rewatch it.
Sorry, Timotei.
I thought it was for like 7-year-olds.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, this is a movie for very little kids.
I thought there'd be like some more wink wink to the adults, but I didn't realize it was going to be that child. Well, it is a child friendly story, but whatever. I had other Trolls, expectations. Huh? I still love Trolls 1 and 2. Trolls 3, I've already spoken.
She's already spoken.
I've already spoken
on Trolls 3.
Trolls 3. But hey.
R.I.P. Love Wonka. This for you. R.I.P. Trolls. I'm making chocolate, see?
I didn't watch it, so. I'm lost.
What's the scrub? I thought it was cute. It's cute.
I like scrub.
It's cute. It's cute. Was it great? No. Is it for babies? Yes.
Becky's a baby, apparently.
I also really like, it tickled me when he said it in the movie. It tickled me every time I saw the trailer every once in a while. Keith will just walk in a room and say, I'm making chocolate, of course. I'm like, it's so aggressive in the trailer. Like, why, Timotei? Why was that the delivery? I'm making chocolate, of course.
Well, it stuck with you. That's why it really did.
It really did.
Catchy. It's catchy.
Way to go, Timotei.
Did you have a favorite meme of the year? Good luck explaining it.
Do people still do memes?
Meme or moment?
Oh, I meme. You don't meme?
I guess like the meme on your, like the meme.
Like a GIF.
Yeah, the meme keyboard.
Yeah.
Like, but do you use it that often? I don't really use it much.
I do.
Not with me?
I literally.
You're sending memes to you, like, you're not sending memes to me.
I literally sent you one the other day.
You send, Becky has good meme choices.
I love memes. Yeah. I love them. I really love the little girl from Toddlers and Tiaras. So she looks around and she smiles. She's like, it's like very devious. I like that one a lot. Who is it? Like Winnie the Pooh looking in the mirror and he's got no pants on. He's like, think. I like that one. Let me see what I have on my phone. Let me see what's on my meme keyboard. My meme board.
All right, I'll see what's on mine. I feel like I don't use mine as much as you. I thought memes were out.
Out?
Okay, so my top ones are that little girl, a bunch of chicken nuggets smiling, or maybe they're potato balls. There's a group of elderly women dancing in their kitchen.
And these are ones you use, or are these suggested?
No, these are the ones that I use.
Recently.
They're the top ones, yeah. A little girl in a yellow raincoat eating cotton candy, going nuts, going, ugh. I love her.
That one showed up on mine, too.
Lauren Conrad and Whitney Port going, back and forth.
Screams.
Elmo with fire in the background with his arms up.
I love Chaos. That one. That one always Chaos. Makes me pee myself laughing, and I don't know why.
Too real.
Oh, you know what one I use that is SpongeBob doing this. Getting excited.
Becky the meme queen.
Yeah. Oh, and then this one I use with David a lot, which is Alexis throwing her hair back and forth.
David.
Yeah.
David.
So that's what I use. Those are my memes.
The Oscar goes to Becky.
Oscar goes to.
I'm happy to accept this award in honor of all the older millennials with us today who still send memes. YOLO. I like sending memes of Keith to Keith.
That's pretty good.
Those are funny.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's
are you
good.
Able to upload to the meme library? I wonder how these get aggregated.
Giphy. I think it's in a partnership with Giphy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, my Talk favorite. To Giphy. The one that I use for Keith is Vegas, baby. Send that one. I'm excited.
I'm ready.
That Let's one's applicable today. You can send it to him today.
Vegas, baby.
It's true. Yeah. Today's the day.
Okay, hoes. So we're going to play a little game of smash or pass for beauty products. One of them we already touched on. Korean sunscreen, baby. Smash or pass?
Smash.
Smash all day, every day.
Smash.
Yeah. Why doesn't the U.S. like take notes and like do?
Call the FDA. You
know, I know.
Call the FDA.
They have like such better filters, I feel like, and better skincare ingredients.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Smash. So I feel like we already kind of talked about that one, so we don't have to go in there. Smash or pass, viral product, the Glow Screen Sunscreen.
I don't even know what that
Super
is.
From
Supergoop. I know people love it.
I've never used it.
I've never used it.
It hurt my eyes. I have sensitive peeps. That's why I like the Korean sunscreens. They don't hurt my peepers.
They don't run?
They don't run. But I have girlfriends who love the Super Goop Glow.
Yeah.
I use it on my, well, I use it on my chest because I don't want to put it on my face.
Is this the one that has almost like a tint to it, or is it just like?
Yeah, it's like a little like shimmery.
Mm. It's a glitter. It's a glitter stick.
It's a glitter stick. Oh. No, it's not a stick. It's a squeezy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand, Matt. Pass. You could never understand.
Pass.
Pass. Sorry about that. I don't know what this third one is. Smash or pass a phenol peel?
A phenol peel. Those are crazy.
Okay. I was like,
you don't, Matt, you haven't seen those phenol peel? Oh my God. So you go, it has to be like a doctor does this, like a medical doctor. You can't just go like to an esthetician or something. And they put this crazy acid on your face. Uh-huh. And it literally takes like a week to 2 weeks for it to totally burn through the layers of your skin. And then you go back to the doctor and they take your whole face off like a big scab.
I've never heard of this.
Scabby mask. It's insane. It looks so scary. And apparently it's like very, very, very painful.
Why do people,
people do it?
Why do people do it?
Because it literally deletes like years off of their life. No, years off of their skin, you know?
Whoa.
Like it makes them look younger, like immediately.
I feel like it's like Tommy Lee Jones in Batman. Like he fell into the acid.
That's literally what it's people like, look like.
I'm guessing tackles, dark spots and
yeah. And like, collagen. Especially like wrinkles and deeper wrinkles and stuff. Cause you can really like.
Well, yeah. Cause you don't have a face anymore. How could you have wrinkles if you have no skin? You're like down to the bone.
Baby skin.
New, baby skin.
It's fresh skin.
Is it basically what baby feet does
fresh
to feet?
Fresh skin.
Oh yeah. Is it like a baby feet peel?
I don't know.
How, what's like the downtime? Can you
like weeks
go
like
in
you
public?
You look
scary.
Insane.
You need to see it. Okay. Let me find it. You need to see it. But I can't believe you guys have never seen this on their TikTok either.
Mm-mm.
I think you have more skin peeling than we have on ours. I think you got skin on the brain.
He got skin in the gang. God,
Matt.
Why isn't it coming up?
It's not real. You dreamed it.
It is.
This is actually fake. It's not real.
Okay.
That looks painful.
I told you.
Oh my God. What is the top layer? Like,
it literally said you could get a fatal something or other from it.
Pass. Yeah,
it's a chemical peel that just like really
pass.
Gets pass.
You down.
Pass. Pass. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
See, and some people just do it in their problem areas. Like this lady just did it around her eyes.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
Isn't it beautiful?
Ooh.
How do you
How
do you go out in public?
No.
I don't think you do.
I think you're like, you probably have to stay home, yeah.
DoorDash.
For
Dash pass by DoorDash. That sounds pass. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Smash.
Pass. Tongue scrapers.
Smash.
Yeah.
Scrape that tongue.
Yeah.
Feels good.
I can't not do it once I started doing it.
Really?
Yeah. I can't not.
Can't stop.
Can't stop.
Can't stop.
We already know what Matt's is going to be on this one. LED face mask. Smash or pass.
Smash. Every day.
I've never tried one, can't but stop, I've heard stop. Raving reviews.
I've only done it at the esthetician.
You need to start. We'll have a party.
I think I'm just over
minutes. Everyone gets 20 minutes and a glass of wine. Fall asleep.
How do you select the best one? Because like I've been interested, but there's like so many different.
Yeah, there's
options.
So many.
I want to make sure I get the best.
I mean, you
one.
Really. I mean, there's things on TikTok where you like get the chicken coop warmer, you know, whatever. But those are not the same. You can't just
chicken
get that.
Coop that's warmer.
Crazy. Yeah, because they're like red light that you put like in chicken coops, like keep them warm.
Matt, it's not like really the same. Deep into.
Well, you have to
you
do
wanna
research.
Burn your face off.
It's like because it has to be like a certain intensity and it has to be a certain frequency too. So you need something that's like a little more medical.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, smash.
Mm-hmm.
Smash or pass a lip plumper.
I don't think I've ever used lip plumper.
No.
Plumper.
I love a plumping gloss.
Does it like
smash.
Does it like tingle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It tingles.
So what
I've
is it doing?
Done,
is it
like,
just
a lip
like pulling
injections one?
Is it just pulling like blood
I think it just
to
like,
your lips? Or like how does
it
work?
It's tingly. So I mean it doesn't.
No, it's definitely causing some sort of reaction.
Yeah.
It's like it's making your lips swell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you do the Botox that like flips your lip to make your lips look more plump?
No, my lips look plump enough. Oh, I've plumped enough.
Because you can do like Botox, I think, like around.
You have to be a good lip, candidate.
A little bit, and like
a lip flip.
Little yeah. Like,
yeah. I've seen that on TikTok, but then I see people try to drink out of a straw, and they're like.
Like Jennifer Coolidge?
Teeth. Yeah. That,
like, you are doing teeth. A Jennifer Coolidge move right there.
Just teeth. Yeah, I don't think I would do that. I think that would scare me.
And you would have to get it done so many times a year because Botox only lasts, I think, like 3 or 4 months. You do a pass.
Filler? Would you do filler lip plumping?
No. That would scare me so much. A needle in my mouth?
It looks so painful.
A needle mm-hmm. in my mouth?
It looks so painful.
Yeah.
It's like, what is it actually doing? Like all the filler.
Yeah, it scares me. I'm like, filled with what? Filled with what? I'm not smart enough to know what it is. Filled with what?
Dreams.
It's filler, like, but filled with what? What is it?
It's hyaluronic acid, but there's like so many different types and you have to like worry about like migration and stuff. So like people who get lip fillers, sometimes it'll migrate to like their upper lip. So then they'll have like a bigger upper lip, which is not ideal.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever do filler.
It's a delicate balance. It's a delicate balance.
Yeah. Never say never, but it really scares me. Something. Oh, needles in my mouth now is what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Speaking of needles, but not really. Smash or pass tubing mascara. Which do you like better, Matt? Regular mascara, tubing mascara.
What does tubing mascara even mean? That feels so weird to say.
Tubing mascara makes like little, essentially like little, there's like little cones. It's like little fibers. And you can take it off by just sort of rubbing. You don't have to like oil it off. So you have like less flaking and it makes your lashes look really long.
So it's like you're adding fiber to your lashes.
Do we like it?
Yeah, I like it. Thrive makes one. Half Magic makes one that I like.
What happens when you cry? Do the fibers just disintegrate?
Probably. I never tried.
So next time
mascara
you do it,
doesn't
cry.
Run.
And let me know.
Essentially. Okay. It doesn't run.
I have no idea.
That's what I was saying. She needs to cry.
No, I have used it. I haven't cried though while wearing it.
No, but I feel like just like as an oily person, even if I like powder and stuff, I still like oil breaks through and I always have like mascara drippage.
Streaks. Oh yeah. This like more flakes. Like it comes off in little flakes. Because you can just go and take it off. But I like the Half Magic one. Mm-hmm. That one's really good. It comes in different colors.
Red.
For you, vampire. Smash. Smash or pass. Vaseline.
Smash.
Well, we know your thoughts.
Yeah, I love Vaseline.
We like Vaseline, but we don't like Aquaphor.
I mean, a lot. Aquaphor is great. It has a lot of like hydrating properties, but I'm allergic to it. So if for the general population, Smash, Aquaphor. Yeah. For me personally, no. Pass.
I like Vaseline.
Yeah.
Smeared on.
We're an Aquaphor family. Mm-hmm. Aquaphor goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And your hair.
Yeah, I put on my hair as a hair mask.
Ooh.
No, I don't really do that.
I feel like that would take, really?
No, that'd be so hard.
I feel
to
like
wash
it'd
out.
Take forever. It would be there until you cut your hair.
Yeah.
You need the head spa right away.
Shave my hair. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you again for tuning in this week, everyone. Be sure that you are washing your hands, being after sex, registering to vote in your local election. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others, tip your servers, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.